I'm Jen, your resident girl mom.
And I'm Julie, your resident boy mom.
We are moms with busy families and careers. Sometimes our lives get chaotic and crazy. We are lucky to have each other to lean on, laugh with, cry with, and sympathize with.
Join us each week as we talk about being moms and raising kids in the Treasure Valley, Idaho.
We are back this week, and we thought we would talk about some of our maybe best purchases, maybe some of our not so good purchases, things we've spent money on that we like, things we've spent money on that maybe we didn't so much like.
That we were maybe influenced to buy by other people, by social media, by influencers.
Yeah.
So we were talking about the different things that we bought. So a lot of times for Jen and I, it'll be stuff that I've bought and I'm like, oh, I think you need to buy this, and vice versa. So it started with a hair dryer that I bought at Costco.
Julie told me how amazing her Shark hair dryer was. And I was considering the Dyson hair dryer.
I wanted the Dyson.
I saw so many people talk about it, influencers. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say that is something that I appreciate the money I spent on it. I do feel it dries my hair faster.
But the Shark one, not the Dyson one.
Yeah, we bought the Shark.
So, in which the Shark one was probably half the price of the
Dyson. Half the price. You know what's funny too is I had a Dyson vacuum and I actually gave it away because I like my Shark better.
So maybe really?
I like Shark products.
My original Dyson vacuum that I had like in 2000, I loved. And then I had multiple Dysons after, I did not love them. So I don't love my Shark right now either. I haven't loved a vacuum in a long time. Although I'm a grown up apparently, because I am wondering whether or not I should love a vacuum.
There you go. So, I mean, yeah, it brings us to vacuums. I mean, I had a Dyson, which are pricey, and we have a dog. So I felt like it didn't pick up the dog hair as well, but we do have the Shark pet version from Costco.
Is it white?
I like to buy it. No, it's blue.
Oh, ours is white. Okay.
I like to buy things from Costco too, because I feel like if you don't love them,
you can return
them. You can return it. So.
I like, a friend of mine has the Dyson. It's the one, it's like the stick back, I think.
Oh yeah.
And she loves it. I haven't bought that one because I kind of was burned by a couple of Dysons. I do have a Roomba and I love my Roomba.
I have a Roomba as well. We try to run the Roomba every other day. And then I do like deep vacuuming like twice a week.
My Roomba has not been run in a very long time because we're currently remodeling, and it would die if it tried to. My battery in my Roomba is going to be dead by the time I get to use it again because it's been sitting for so long. But eventually, we'll be able to do it.
Yeah. So let's talk about something else that you were.
Oh, she's pointing.
Influenced.
She's pointing to something sitting on a table right here.
I'll tell you what. I bought one first, and I was totally influenced by social media. The Stanley Cup Rage. Now,
and we do live kind of close to Utah, so that is probably why we're influenced more by it.
Yeah, and I like a good cup. We spend a lot of time on the softball field, and in the summer it's hot, so I'm always looking for a cup that is going to keep my ice all day. And it took me a long time to purchase one. One, they're just hard to purchase because they're always sold out.
But... Although Dick's has a ton of them right now. I don't know if you know.
There you go.
I took a picture of it, of the display, because they had so many. By the time this comes out, that may not be the case, but what month are we in? It was October. I was at Dick's and they had two full displays of Stanley Cups.
Oh my goodness. And not only did I get one, but then I got two, because then when they were in stock, there was like a promotion where you could get...
Same. I got the same promotion.
Okay. So I put it to the test, and guess what? The ice lasted all weekend, all day. The things that I love about it is the handle. I like the handle when you're driving, because sometimes when I had a cup without a handle and you're trying to pick it up and you're driving, it's a little tough. So I like the big handle, and I like that the bottom is more narrow and fits
in
my
cup holder.
So I was influenced.
I really were influenced. Yes, that is true. And I am actually, I know I'll be influenced again by the next water bottle craze that comes out, because I have a lot of different water bottles. I'm like that, you've seen the meme where the husband's like, my wife just had to have this water bottle, but what about this one? And then he opens a cupboard and there's like 25 more. That is me.
Well,
and I'm like that with coffee cups too. Like, I'll get a coffee cup that I really like and I'll just use that one forever. But if you look through my cupboard, there's about 25 coffee cups that I just loved
at one time.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Kurt is like. What? Well, I thought that was your favorite cup. I'm like, that is my favorite cup when I'm sitting at my desk. The is my favorite cup when I am in the car and on
right,
the go.
Right, right.
And your favorite this gym is my cup. Favorite. Yeah, you know, I have a favorite gym cup, and it's a water bottle, and it pushes down. I don't know. Sometimes we get a little close to people on the treadmill, and I like seen sweat fling. And
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It makes me nervous, so I don't like an exposed straw. So oh, my gym okay. cup, well, the I didn't straw ever folds think about down. That,
so, oh.
And then it has the rubber bottom, so if I drop it, it's not loud. Okay. So I have my gym cup. I have my desk cup.
She gives a lot Stanley more good cup. Thought to her gym cup. My gym cup actually has an exposed straw. And would spill everywhere if I dropped it. So I have a terrible cup for the gym.
And then I have my nightstand cup. So I have like a different cup. And that one's just smaller and it doesn't fit as much. But yeah, it's so I have lots of cups for different reasons.
I don't have a nightstand cup. I usually don't take water to bed, but I don't know why. That's funny. I get thirsty and I'll just get up out of bed. I should get a nightstand cup.
There's
a good idea.
Times I will wake up and I'm thirsty.
Influenced me to get another cup. I need a nightstand cup.
But you probably
now.
Have a cup in your cupboard will work as your nightstand
I will
cup.
Probably need to buy a nightstand cup.
My favorite nightstand cup, I will show it to you. It is one from Target. It's just small and I don't know. I just like it. And so even my family knows like, oh no, that's not the right cup. And they also know what cups are mom's cups not use. That particular
okay
cup.
So that's my biggest problem right now. My kids know which cups are mom's cups, yet they use them anyway. They also know which ones are dad's cups, and they use them and lose them. And then I have younger kids who are learning how to put stuff away in the dishwasher. They never put it away right. So even though I may have my favorite cup or my favorite water bottle, I can never find it because my children take it and move them all around and they make me crazy. So yeah. If you haven't noticed that I have a gym cup, it's because I don't know where it is currently. I haven't been able to find it.
Well, my kids have their own things. They wanted, what was it, Hydro Flask for school. And I bought the knockoff Costco ones.
Oh, the Thermoflask?
Yeah, Thermoflask, which is not a Hydro Flask, Mom. So my daughter had to put like a sticker over the Thermoflask, and somehow they ended up with mine and Kurt's Hydro Flask. So whatever, they got their way.
I really like Hydro Flask, although I did buy 2 Stanley coffee cups for our camper. So we have camper cups too.
Oh, we do too. We have, we call them the trailer dishes, or that belongs in the trailer because that's for that. So cups are definitely things we've invested in that we love.
Oh, I just bought some new blazers that I got influenced by Jen, but really by another friend that had them on. And she's like, oh, I know where she got them from. And I bought 3 and I love them. And between the 3 of us, we have 9 colors, right?
Yes. So we're obsessed with Gibson look blazers.
And that's where I got my outfit for the soiree coming up is Gibson look. So I think I get it on Monday. So I hope I have an outfit coming because I then started following influencers by the influence of Jen, which has caused me to buy
more clothes. Sorry.
More clothes. Okay.
Certain things.
If my husband is listening to this, I have never bought any clothing at all. My closet just appears to get fuller and fuller.
There are things, though, that I think are good investment pieces, blazers and shoes being one of them. Typically, you can maybe put on a few pounds, lose a few pounds. The blazer's still going to fit. The shoes are still going to fit.
Hopefully,
yeah. But I feel like shoes, well, my father-in-law is an orthopedic surgeon, and he was always on my case about wear good shoes. But blazers, I feel like they're statement pieces. They're going to go with a lot. They're going to wear them. Where maybe I'll do some Target pieces or, like, you know, shirts that may kind of be trendy, come in and
right.
out.
Right, or pants. like the shell. What am I thinking of? Shells?
Yeah, like tanks.
Those
are things that, you know, they wear out, and I'm okay with. But I don't mind spending a little bit more money on something that's really going to last. And I do love a good blazer, as you know.
I have a lot of blazers. I have a lot of just jackets in general, between cardigans and blazers. And I have had to stop myself recently saying, Julie, you just don't need another black one. You've got like
7. I probably have 4 black ones. But all the sleeves are different. So, you know, if you do roll, some of them have cute sleeves.
I have some that are like 3/4 length.
Yeah.
And I have some that are, I have the 3/4 length, I have a long one. You know, though, I do have a couple of blazers that maybe if I lost 10 pounds would fit a little better. So they do,
they do get a little snug.
Yeah,
I am,
and that is why I did have to buy another black one recently. So
there you go.
But the blazers were something I was influenced by, but then also following the influencers to be influenced by some additional items is pretty funny too.
You know, another thing I don't mind spending money on, so long as you're going to use them, are passes to things. So I didn't spend money this past year on like the water park passes because I knew we were going to travel a lot this summer, but I always have to think about it. But you know, there was a year that I did buy when we were in Southern California. I bought Disneyland passes. We used the heck out of them. We got our money's worth. Or zoo passes. I just think it has to be one of those things. Really look at your calendar. Are you going to utilize them?
Right. My mom does passes for us for Christmas, or she hasn't this year, but she has done passes in the past for Christmas.
That's a good gift, I think, for
it
people.
Is, especially, we'll use. Especially when you have kids who have too many toys. There's just nothing they really need, and grandparents want to buy stuff all the time. I do, and actually, we've gotten passes from watching different influencers. It's like, oh, that looks like a really cool place to go. We go, and we end up buying a pass there.
Yeah, and I like, you know, when you're going to use them, or good experiences. I would rather almost buy an experience for family, or sometimes even just doing a, like a movie pack. It's expensive when you have, you know, family of four or six or eight to take to the movies.
Oh my gosh, going to the movies. We went with my mom when she came to visit earlier this year, and she's like, I'll buy all the concessions. And my husband's like, okay, we got the tickets. The concessions were more than the tickets. And I know that the kids got all kinds of fun stuff, but man, those concessions can be really expensive.
Yeah, we usually hit the Dollar Tree.
Okay, did you
shove them in our bags?
Did you know that I think it is called the Majestic? It's over on Overland, and it's in between Eagle and Meridian Road. It is a movie theater, and I don't know this for sure. I know this because I think somebody told me they have movie memberships.
Oh, I have heard someone else was talking about that, that you can go to so many. But again, it has to be one of those things. Like when I thought about it, I was like, well, how often do we have to go to a movie between sports practices and kids' schedules?
And we would use that if it were at the theater by our house, but that one's not really by
our
house.
And that's another good point. It's got to be convenient for you to use. I mean, even a gym membership. It's another thing I think is well spent. Obviously, we go to Orange Theory, which can be a little pricey, and it's the time that works for me and the location. And I've tried a lot of different gyms over the time, or over, you know, course of my adult life, but I would find if the times didn't hit just right, or the location was just a little too out of the way, it just didn't end up being worth it. I didn't use it
enough. It was easy enough to make an excuse to not go.
Yeah, and then you're paying for this membership. What else? What have you paid for, or maybe spent money on that? And you're thinking maybe not worth it. I'll tell you one of the things that you were gonna. but remember the curler things? Have you ever seen them? Where it looks like you put like this stick through, and they look like little noodle curlers. Julie
she
wanted to buy them, and
them.
I was like, don't buy them. We bought them for my kids. Their hair just looked like a giant mess. I don't know. They look so easy in every video, and you know, they
Well, I tried it at that Pinners conference.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like a moron. I could not figure out
how to
do it.
Well, and that was the other thing. The kids would get it tangled in their hair, so I will definitely tell you, like, that is something don't spend money on.
Okay, you know what I did buy at the Pinners conference, though? And I will influence the heck out of this, is we bought the little butterfly kits. Oh, my gosh. That was super cute. It was so easy. Easiest thing I've ever done. Yeah. The easiest, like, educational craft to do with my kids. So they had a butterfly. It started off in, it was a caterpillar when we got it. You didn't have to do anything. It ate whatever was in the cup that they gave you. It turned into a chrysalis, and you just had to transfer the lid to the butterfly net with a safety pin. That was literally all you had to do. And then it was a butterfly. It was actually really cool. Our dog would now eat it, so that would be problematic.
Okay, the other thing you said, Pinners Conference, the thing that I got there that day, and I know you got one too, that I absolutely love. It's called One Simple Wreath.
Oh my gosh.
My goodness, I am in love with it. It is one wreath, and it has little magnetic pieces for every holiday.
Can I tell you some trauma about that wreath right now?
Oh no.
No, it's a good thing. So I called you before Halloween and said, make sure you put up your Halloween stuff.
Yep, I did.
And so the other day, after Halloween, I was like, oh, I gotta put up my Thanksgiving stuff. All of my furniture where this is stored is covered in plastic. I can't get to it. So I still have Halloween stuff sitting up on mine. And I'm gonna, hopefully, Sean did tell me that today the plastic was coming off from this remodel that we're doing. And hopefully I can put the Thanksgiving little magnets up.
You have to look it up. It's One Simple Wreath. We'll post it in the comments.
I'm glad that
Instagram
Jennifer
post.
Remembers the name of it, because I was thinking, I want to buy another one for a gift.
It's so cool. And they are a little pricey, but
it's
the
really
concept
beautiful.
is so solid. It
instead
is
of
one
buying,
wreath.
Instead of having one for every season, I can use the same one and buy little accessories that are made. And it's really strong magnets, too.
Oh, I noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was impressed by that. And my kids thought it was really cute.
Well, I think those are all of our influencing purchases.
Well, it's not all of our
influencing purchases. I mean, not all purchases, of them, but there's a lot more. Like our know, ones that we're in love with at the moment.
You know what? Things I'm influenced by purchase-wise are things I'm going to have FOMO over. And I have to really, going into 2023, so we're still in 2022 right now. Going into 2023, I think I want to spend less money on events and things that I'm worried about missing out on, because in the end I don't think that I am, it's not that I don't find value in them or I don't have fun, because I do, but I don't know that I need to do them all, and I need to be okay with maybe missing out on something not spend that money.
That's a good point though, because if we talk about purchases that maybe we've spent money on that you kind of walk away going, should I have spent that much money? Sometimes they are events or conferences where I'm like, I don't know if I got that much out of it for that much. Where, looking back, I always thought, oh, well, I have to go because everybody's going. You know what I want to do? Take that money I would have spent and just do a girls trip.
Let's go
get a cabin in McCall.
Oh my gosh.
And hang out. We don't have to do like woo-woo, feel good stuff. Like, let's just go hang out and have a trip. Like, I think I would rather spend the money on that.
I know. I don't need anybody to organize the activity or the events.
I don't need the. And because sometimes what I find is, I spend more to go to an event or a retreat or
that
whatever
wasn't
it
that
is
great.
That I didn't enjoy the time. And then when I look at the cost that I could have spent, I'm like, wait a minute, I could have rented an Airbnb and invited people I know. I mean, that's the other thing for me. I kind of say like I'm an introverted extrovert. I'm fine when I'm around people I know and I'm comfortable with, but I don't have the best time, I think, sleeping and staying in a house with people that maybe I don't know as well. So that's a good thing. I think I'm going to really
factor that in for next year. I think that being more... Oh, so here's a tip.
Let's end with our tip.
Okay, so here's a tip, and it's not one that I take. It's one that I should take.
Okay.
So I once saw something, it was about budgeting and like trying to not spend as much money, that if you see something you want to buy, unless it's like a staple you need for your house or something like that, if it's just something you want to buy, that you put it in the shopping cart and wait till the next morning. And if you still want it the next morning, then go ahead and buy it. But just like pause, where I'm really impulsive.
Yes.
I'm an impulsive shopper.
That's what my mom will say. Like if I'm in Home Goods or somewhere and I'm like, oh, I really think I want that. She's always like, why don't you think about it? And if you still want it tomorrow, come back. But you gotta be careful because sometimes you go back and it's not there. But it has really made me think twice, and just moving and downsizing that. Like I really try to think about my purchases, or Kurt says a lot, put it in the save for later in the Amazon cart. You don't have to buy it today.
Oh, my Amazon cart is full.
Yeah, the save for later.
My save for later is very full. And sometimes I go through and like empty out my save for later just because I'm embarrassed at how much stuff is
there. Oh, I went through it the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, this is from like 2 years ago. We don't even need that anymore because it was for a space in a house we don't even live in. I'm like, why did I sell that save? But
that's a good idea too. Put it in the save for later. Oh, and okay, I'm going to give the second tip. Unless you have one.
No, go ahead.
The other one is, and I think this is from somebody locally who organizes, maybe that's who I heard, that if you, one in and one out. So if you buy something new, something old has to come out. And every time I go through my closet or my kids' closet I don't feel quite so guilty about because they've outgrown their stuff. But when I go through my closet, I haven't outgrown this stuff. I've just outgrown liking it. So
okay, I will say that. One last thing that I've spent money on that I think was well worth it was organizing my closet.
Same.
However, they gave me the amount of shoe bins for the amount of shoes that I have.
Oh, so you couldn't buy more.
So now if I bring in new shoes, it's noticeable because they're not in a bin.
Oh.
So Kurt says, well, that's your sign. Get rid of a pair. But I do have a problem with shoes. I know that. But yeah, that's something I spent money on, and it's really helped. It helps me keep it organized. Mm-hmm. It helps me
know
what I have.
Okay, I have a question for you. Have you ever gotten rid of something and then later on went, why did I get rid of that?
Yes. So if you know, there is a woman here, Naomi's Curated Collection. I donated a bunch of stuff and then bought back the jacket I donated here at your 9-to-5 location. Yes, I did, because you know what? I saw it on someone else and I thought, oh my gosh, it looks so cute. Why did I get rid of it?
Oh, that's so funny.
And so I bought it and it's back in my closet.
So I regret all the things I gave away like in the mid-2000s that all of a sudden everybody's wearing
it's
again.
Coming back.
Like, dang it. I mean, those were good clothes. I only gave them away because they were not fashionable.
Well, so that's
anymore.
Another thing I learned. Like, when you think you're going to get rid of, like, go put it all in a bag, go set it in your garage, and then just like go through season maybe. But then there's probably people that were going to tell you get rid of it right away. But there have been a couple times I got rid of something. Like I still think of this pair of shoes that I got rid of, and I'm like, why did I get rid of them?
Yes,
because someone told me. I think those are out, and I was like, oh, okay. And then now I see people wearing them again. I'm like, oh, I loved them.
And you already have them. You know, though, I will say having kids that are far apart in age, I did save stuff for them, thinking I'll save money by saving stuff for them. And by the time the kid was old enough to wear it again, so this could be the same for, like, if we waited for it to come back into fashion, like the elastic had worn out.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that they weren't good, it was just that the material had kind of worn out just sitting.
Some stuff doesn't last. I mean, like a good blazer, that's gonna last you for years. I still have the original blazer that I wore like on my first job interview, and why I haven't gotten rid of it, because I still actually wear it sometimes, and I remember it was like bigger on me back then. Now it probably fits like it should.
Oh my gosh, that's always the trauma.
But
isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's a classic piece and I love it. So there you go. Tell us on Instagram in the comments, what have you spent money on that you absolutely thought was worth it? Or what have you spent money on that you can save us all from the trouble?
Yeah, I actually want to know, what can you save me some money on by not spending it myself?
Yeah, tell us what you've spent money on that we should absolutely not spend money on. We want to know that for sure.
All right, see you in the next episode. Thank you for joining us. We will be releasing a new episode every Wednesday, and we would love for you to join us next week.
Follow us on Instagram at Jen and Julie Pod.